This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic, a very good morning. I never wait for that good day, mate. Vic, how are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. An award-winning advertising guru produces harsh anti-Israel documentary. Tell us about it.
It's actually reverberated right around the Jewish community. So this is a man named Todd Sampson, born in Canada, but been living here for many years. Interestingly, he actually did his MBA at UCT, of all places.
Yeah, there's a shock.
Very involved in advertising, headed his own advertising company, has done very well. And in recent years, has actually made a name for himself by starting a series on television called Body Hack, in which he's puts his body through all sorts of extreme conditions. So one is he'll submerge himself underwater for a minute and a half, or you know, or however long he can cope. He actually did a tightrope walk between two skyscrapers here in Sydney, and he'll do all sorts of weird and wonderful things. And then his latest gimmick, and I really call it a gimmick, is he wanted to see extreme situations. So where does he end up? In Gaza. And so he said that this is, quote unquote, I'm not taking sides. But it became an absolutely horrendous piece of advertising and not journalism in which he totally took sides. What you saw is heart-wrenching imagery, for example, footage of a Palestinian child leg being amputated because the child had been shot by bullets coming from the Israeli side. During the protests at the fence, which we've seen during the last few months. And then in the same hospital, running out of supplies, running out of electricity, the lights go off. Never once did he ask the Palestinian parents, why are you taking your child to a war zone? And he himself described it as a war zone. Never once suggested that millions of dollars of aid, international aid, have been diverted by Hamas to attack tunnels, to murder or abduct Israelis, but lamenting the lack of supplies in the hospital. No mention at all of that. Not a single Israeli was interviewed, by the way. Not one Israeli was interviewed, and this is an hour-long program and more. No mention that the border from Egypt is sealed, but talking about it being sealed by Israel, by land, sea, and air. It just goes on. No mention of Hamas, which has a charter which says what every listener will know about aim is to obliterate Israel, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's just horrendous. Zero context, zero balance. And during the middle of it all, he says, I'm not taking sides, but I mean, from A to Z, it was taking sides. Not one scintilla of context or balance.
Wow.
Sorry, I have to qualify that. There was a scintilla, maybe. For about 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds and over an hour, he mentioned that rockets had come in from Gaza into Israel. And there was a line on the screen at the end of all of this saying, since filming ended, 600 rockets have been fired at Israel or something. But in over an hour of, and as viewers know, it's not just dry numbers and stats,
No, it's all the imagery. It's the imagery that does it. And you can create whatever you want. You know, you show victims of war, and a child is a victim of war. But the question is to understand the challenge is to understand the full context.
Exactly. It's imagery and it's emotion and feeling. So the camera is right up on his face expressing justifiable grief and compassion for all the terrible things we're seeing on one side and on one side only, and with zero context as to why it's happening, as to what has happened, as to all mention that by the way Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005, didn't get a look in. So obviously we've written to this television network. There's been a lot of attention in the Jewish media here. The mainstream media have not picked it up, which I'm unfortunately, because it certainly deserved, it deserved more attention in terms of just an egregious lack of context and balance in showing a complex and tragic situation.
Really unbelievable. BBC Forum comes to Sydney.
So this is interesting. I don't know how many listeners watch BBC, or there's a program called Hard Talk on BBC.
One of the hosts
is a lady named Zainab Badawi. So she came to Sydney just a few days ago, excuse me, and hosted a forum, and it was situated outdoors, and the setting was behind you. You saw there was the bridge, Sydney Harbour Bridge, and the Opera House. And she invited, she had four panelists, and there were, three of them were members of parliament across the spectrum. One was a Greens MP, so hard left. One was from a party called One Nation, which is very hard right. The third one was from a sort of government MP, and the fourth person was a Muslim comedian. And the theme, the topic was, is multiculturalism failing? And 100 people were invited to attend. I happened to be one of them, and were invited to submit questions. And 9 people, of whom I was one, stood up to ask our question, and all to the panelists. And so there was a very interesting discussion. It's being screened on BBC World something, BBC World, I think it is.
Yes, yes.
In the next few days. And interesting that, so they travel the world and they conduct these forums. The question which I put to them was, it was more a statement sort of tagged on the question was, I said, I don't believe multiculturalism is failing. I believe that it's people who are failing multiculturalism. And if you look at the massacres in Christchurch and in Pittsburgh and in Charlton and in places around the world and the upsurge in extremist parties, neo-Nazi parties in Greece and in Turkey and in Germany, it's the people that are on the extreme edges who are failing multiculturalism. What does the panel think? So that's the question I put. And it was an interesting forum, and it should be appearing on BBC in the next couple of days, I believe, possibly even this weekend.
We'll certainly keep an eye out for that. And finally, 3 Australian Jewish athletes at World University Games.
So these are World University Games, which are starting tomorrow, actually, in Naples, in the south of Italy. And apparently these games are held every 2 years. And amongst the Australian contingent are 3 Jewish athletes, 1 judo, 1 an Olympic gold medal race walker, and the third one is swimmer. And so they are obviously all at the top of their game, and will be representing this country at these World University Games, which will be running for the next 2 weeks starting tomorrow.
All right, and certainly that's at least a little bit of good news to end it, Vic Aladeth. But nice chatting to you. Vic is the Chief Executive Officer at the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. It is 6:24. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. It is very cold out in Johannesburg today.